mortgage rates continue to drop, how low are they going to go? Well, we've been watching the 10-year Treasury, and today we're going to talk about to you about why do we watch the 10-year Treasury. But the good news today was the 10-year Treasury just dropped below 3.99%. We've been saying if that rate drops below 3.99%, you're probably going to see a lot of investors moving into that market. So yesterday, that's what we saw, because the catalyst that moved it was right through here. The U.S. deficit. Actually, we had a surplus, believe it or not. We don't have a surplus for the year, but we have a surplus for the month. That's actually a good direction on where things are going. But to explain this and explain to you guys where rates are going from here and also where the 10-year Treasury is going, I'm going to take it over to Rick Santelli. When we come back, though, I want to explain to you guys why do we watch the 10-year Treasury, what is it actually, and how that affects mortgage rates. But first, let's go to Rick Santelli so he can tell us what happened yesterday in the bond market. Should we lock in now? Or are the rates going to get a little bit lower? You might be a little bit surprised. So, Rick, take it away for us. What happened yesterday and the whys, buddy?
10-year bond yield is below 4% right now. And we just heard two words, Rick. I'm not sure I would have thought we would have ever heard together, government surplus.
Yeah. No, and it's all interesting. I'll try to put it together in a chronological timeline. That'll give you some clues. First of all, that data came out at the top of the 2 o'clock Eastern, $198 billion surplus. However, on a full fiscal year, we're going to be spending $1.2 trillion on servicing the debt. Even though it's under $1 trillion now, the fiscal year isn't over. And with the data out, well, the market started breaking under 4% well before those headlines were out. That's important. So let's first look at the 2-year. 2 years on pace for another. It's been closing basically at a 3-year low for several days in a row. Because if you go back to SEP of 22, earlier than that chart, a little more to the left, you'll see there's more of a drop. So we're going to be comping for a while, 3 years on a 2-year. But the 10-year is the big news today. Well, look at the 6-hour chart. You can see that we've been sliding all day well before the headline about the surplus came out. And boom, the minute we slid under 4%, everything accelerated. Why? Look at a week to date, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Every day this week, we banged on 4%. Think Pac-Man here. Munch, munch, munch. We're eating the support at 4%. Government's closed. Investors are getting a bit nervous. Once you're taking that many bites out of 4%, maybe the slowdown's going to weaken the economy. Maybe the China tariff thing's going to go worse than the market thinks. And I think that's really the motivation here, which means it might not last long. And when was the last time we closed under 4%? Almost exactly 1 year ago.
So to refresh you guys, what happened a year ago? Mortgage rates are like 6.2%. Then within 4 or 5 days, they were at 7.2%. The biggest thing was the Federal Reserve, the deficit, and everything else. So let's dive in and figure out what is the 10-year Treasury and what relationship does it have to mortgage rates? Because I keep telling you guys, don't watch the 10-year Treasury. Well, the reason why I tell you that is most people don't have access to the MBS. You do. All you need to do is subscribe down over there and you can watch my videos each day to understand what's going on. But let's get over to my website. So on my website, you can go to therateupdate.com. Under resources, there's a blog section. And you're going to see this right through here. Basically, what I want you to understand is why do we follow the 10-year Treasury and what is it? Well, basically, the 10-year Treasury is when the government doesn't have enough money, and that's right through here, they have to issue bonds. We put things on a credit card. They issue bonds. So here's what happens is, down through here, right through here, the spread between the 10-year Treasury is normally 1.5% to 2% because investors, to buy a mortgage bond, there's a risk premium there, and that's usually the risk premium. But if we have bonds right now at 4, mortgage rates are at 6.23, so that's 2.23 spread between the difference. That's called additional risk premium. Okay, so that's what's going on. That's why mortgage rates are a little bit higher than expected right now. But if the 10-year Treasury yields rise, well, then the cost of money rises, and so does your mortgage rate. If the 10-year Treasury drops, kind of the same thing. But here's the example it gave us. If the 10-year Treasury is at 4, you should have a rate about 5.8 to 6%. Today, you're getting 6.23 because, again, that's increased risk premium for investors to buy a mortgage bond that has default risk, payoff risk, and so forth. They need a premium, and they want extra premium right now because of that. What actually moves the 10-year Treasury? That's where it gets interesting. Let me blow this up a little bit. Inflation. Hotter inflation means higher yields. Well, 2-3 years ago, we had inflation at 8%. That's when mortgage rates were 8%. Now they've come down considerably, so cooler inflation, but we're still not at the 2% where the Federal Reserve wants us. The macro data, this is the data we're not getting. We're not getting a jobs report. We're not getting the CPI, which is consumer inflation. PCE is the number one inflation figure for the Federal Reserve. We're not getting any of this data. Federal Reserve guidance we got the other day, we got quantitative tightening, is no longer going to be in place. So that helps us. But the Federal Reserve's guidance is they're going to cut rates. And then Treasury supply, the bigger the deficit means more bonds into the market. The more bonds, well, the higher the rates. Risk premium and everything else, like right through here, risk appetite. Flight to safety, buy Treasury yields, fall, risk on. Yields can rise. Global demand and currency, these are all the things that follow the concern the 10-year Treasury. And that's why each day I come in and we go over what the stock market's doing, what the bond markets are doing, all these other things that we're trying to figure out. With the economy closed down and the government closed down, we don't have any of this data. So that's why we have to go to points like this. What's the 10-year Treasury doing? How's that affecting rates and so forth? Because of no economic news, we really are flying in the dark, just like the Federal Reserve. So we're going to pay attention to what the 10-year Treasury does today. The Federal Reserve is expected to right here. Let's go over to the Federal Reserve. There's almost a 100% chance now that they're going to cut rates. Okay, this is the CME FedWatch group tool. So if you want to figure out what the Federal Reserve is supposed to do over the next meeting, maybe the meetings through the next year, go to the FedWatch tool that CME produces. They usually use options for this and futures trading to figure out what's going on with this, and they're pretty accurate most times. So they're saying at the December meeting, there is almost a 100% chance of a rate cut. What you have to understand, though, is what Rick was saying is last September and the September before that, we had rate cuts. And each one of those times, rates went from the low sixes back up to over 7%. So that's why I'm saying this might be short-lived. So I'm not coming out there saying or fear-mongering you, but if you're a home owner right now, I got a tool for you. If you're a home buyer, I'd like to consult you to figure out what's going on. So let's get over to my website real quick so I can give you some guidance. If you're a new home owner and you're looking to buy a house, I got a tool for you right down through here. Here's our website. We have a $7,000 program going on right now. It's down payment assistance. The nice thing about this thing is you don't have to pay it back. Okay, if you're looking to refinance, I just created a tool for you. It's right through here. It's called RateWatch 2.0. I blew this up so you can see it. But what you're going to do in here, if this is for homeowners, you're going to tell me what rate you would like to refinance, or at least look at the numbers. So what's going to happen is you're going to plug in your information on your current mortgage, and then we're going to put you into a system, and when the rate hits exactly where you want it to be, we're going to reach out to you. So don't be surprised one day you get a call, a text, an email from me saying, hey folks, Dan Frio here. Just congratulations, your rate watch just triggered. Let's go over your new payment, what it's going to cost you, what the break-even point's going to be, and if you like it, we'll get the paperwork started and get you locked in. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I come out each day to you explaining, hopefully, what's going on with these and the reasons why. I'm federally licensed, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I do have a slogan. That slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, folks, we're set up with over 30 different lenders, kind of like a brokerage. We're a bank. My bank is federally licensed, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So try us out and see how we can compare your loan with over 30 different lenders to ensure you're getting the best rate, lowest fees in the markets. So please check out theRateUpdate.com for more information. And please join our website and our newsletter that's coming out so you can understand what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And hopefully we can explain that to you each day. So thanks for watching, guys. If you would, please don't forget to subscribe down there. We're trying to hit 40,000 subscribers this month. Only you can help me. So look forward to talking with you later today. We will have a live event for those out there looking for the direction of where mortgage rates are going. And the live event also is going to give you the ability to ask me any questions that you have. So if you're out there looking to buy, you're looking to refinance, or just have some questions in regards to real estate, love to answer those questions for you. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'll see you later today. If not, have a fantastic weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday morning, the opening bell, to see how this starts another day and another week. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you soon. Bye-bye.